Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is your girl, Coach LaLisa, right here on All About Entrepreneurs, the hottest personal development talk radio show for entrepreneurs today. Well, we are excited to be able to come to you with topics and tools and tips and talk that will help grow your business, expand your business, help you to network with the right customers, the right suppliers. We want to help you feel good about being an entrepreneur. You know, I've been in business for myself since 2002, and I know that sometimes it can get lonely. You know, they used to say it's lonely at the top, and I remember that as my business was becoming successful, I realized why it was lonely at the top, if that's true. But there are times when it seems like everyone that should be there to support you and to go with you up that mountain, oftentimes they can't make it. You see, for some people, the air is too tough for them. They can't handle it. Some people are afraid of heights. Some people just don't like to climb. So there are a number of reasons why you could get to the top and there not be, and it could seem like it's lonely. But you what you have to do is you have to switch your perspective and realize that there are other people who are at the top as well. And so essentially they become your friends now. They become the people that you begin to associate with. And the only way to meet them is you have to come out and network with them. Because these aren't people that were, you know, your high school bud, your best girlfriend in high school or college or growing up. It wasn't your neighborhood friend. So you have to be able to get out and network to meet new people who are where you are. And these are individuals who will also understand what you're doing, what you're going through, because they're either going through the same thing or they've already been through it. So that's the beautiful thing about networking, entrepreneurship. So we are providing these types of opportunities for entrepreneurs. You know, when I think about some of the things that I absolutely love doing and how, you know, sometimes you wonder to yourself, how do you get involved in certain things? And if you look back over your life or over situations or over a certain time period, you could see little signs of how you ended up where you are. When you look at some of the experiences, some of the places that you went, some of the people that you got connected with. So I'm excited that we are having the Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. We are doing that again this year. It's going to be downtown Newark at the Courtyard at Marriott. And it was just a dream when they were building the Marriott last year, or for the past couple of years they have been building the Marriott. And I said in my heart, boy, I would love to have a women's conference at that hotel. I just said it in my heart. And I kept it in my heart. And, you know, the Bible is good at teaching us about what's in our heart. And I love how, you know, the word says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. So ladies, gentlemen, I hope you are recognizing the things that are in your heart. And so I remember in my heart I said, I would love to be there. And I didn't really speak it. I didn't really share it with anybody. And we went on and we had the event downtown Newark last year at another facility that is not a hotel. It's more of an office space type facility. And it was not too far from where they were building the brand new Marriott. And there I was again, looking at the construction at that time. They weren't finished. They were about finished. They were just a couple months away from being finished. And I said again in my heart, I reminded my heart, heart, remember you want to be there. And the woman that I was happened to be standing in the parking lot with at the time, everyone else had gone, and she was kind of lingering around, and she was pulling off, and we were talking. And that's Dr. Grant, our keynote speaker, Dr. Gwendolyn Goseby Grant. And I said to her, well, I would love to have it there next year. And she says, well, claim it. She says, claim it. And I said, okay. I said, okay. You know, I went away thinking, okay, I've already, knowing I had already claimed it. But to shorten up a longer story, this year the event is going to be there. We've contacted the people. The date was good. You know, they don't have much going on there because they're brand new. Called at the right time. You know, timing is everything when you're in business. Called at the right time, got the facility, and there we go. Here we go. So hopefully you can come down and experience. You'll hear the testimony again. It's a testimony that I guess I got to share. It's part of. It's just a lot. It's a lot going on with that, and I'm just excited. I'm sometimes overwhelmed with how God is doing this. So come August the 24th, and, you know, we're looking for as many people as possible, get you in the room to experience networking your business, networking with entrepreneurs, networking with leaders, people who want, this is going to be a room full of people who want to see you succeed, who want to see you successful. These are a group of people who like supporting their brother and their sister. And this is a group of people who like, you know, seeing the community thrive and do well. Now, like I said, we're going to be in the city of Newark. We're going to contact Rutgers Business School, Essex County College Business Department. We're going to try to get on the air on television. We're going to send cable TV what we need to send them. We are making sure that this information gets out in the city of Newark, and entrepreneur, local business owners are coming from all over, not just Newark. We have Strands Beauty Supply coming from Plainfield, New Jersey. Majesty Loft is in, I believe it's in Montclair or Bloomfield, New Jersey. Oh, we have independent business owners bringing their products and services. We have NJABO, the New Jersey Association of Women Business Owners. They're going to be in the house. We just have a lot of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful businesses that will be on tap. We also have, who else do we have? We have so many, I don't want to start naming, but we have local authors, publishing houses. I'm going to see if I can reach out to. There's so many. I have a lot to do, believe it or not, to get ready for this. You think I have a lot to do? I have a lot to do. So I'm excited, though. I couldn't be more excited. I couldn't be more happy with this event and what's going to take place. Now, I know you have a lot going on as well, so please, if you'd like to call in, and I certainly want to, I'll welcome you to the show. We're here weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, and I see that we do have a caller on the line, and if that caller would like to share their business or their thoughts about entrepreneurship, just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line, and you can talk to us this morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, you know, I tell you, as I was playing the song when the show first started, that song, This Girl Is On Fire, and it just, I love that song. It reminds me of my sister, who, she is really the one who made me start to listen to that song. I had heard it, but I never really thought much about playing it or really listening to the words, but powerful, powerful. So This Girl Is On Fire, I would love for that to have been the name or the theme of our conference, but it's not, but I love the song. I'm sure we'll play it at some point. You know, we have our awesome MC for the event coming up from Maryland. We have Denise Jenkins coming down from Cleveland. She says her and about 10 other women are driving in from Cleveland, Ohio, to be a part of this. We know there are several women coming from the Maryland area, at least 10 to 15 women coming from the Maryland. We have women coming from Virginia, the Virginia Beach area. And I mean, this conference, this is so big, you know. It's really amazing that we have all of these vendors coming, and then we have people coming. Last year, if you were there, you know what an awesome time we had. I mean, it was just unspeakable, the amount of fun. We had fun. You know wherever I'm at, we're going to have some fun now. Come on. You know, we're never going to be that serious that we can't have some fun. You know, I learned a long time ago that laughter, the Bible speaks about laughter being good for the body. Laughter is like a medicine. There's medical research evidence that proves that when we laughed, especially one of those hearty belly laughs, that we release these endorphins or something in our system that has healing properties to it. Yeah, healing from diseases. So you want to laugh as much as you can. I mean, not for nothing. Those comedy shows, they know what they're doing. So that's why I'm so glad we have some good, clean comedy people out there, comedians out there, because, listen, you know, we want to laugh, but sometimes you can't laugh if every other word is, you know, F this, D that, you know. So it's, like, awesome that we have these comedians now that are good, clean, you know, without all the cursing, because, boy, you can just... And, you know, if you can't go to their show, get their CD, get their DVD, and just have you some hours of laughing. But we're going to have fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to dance. Oh, my God. Yes, we are. Girl, listen, this girl is on fire. And the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, we're going to teach you how to start a business, run a business, grow a business. We're going to teach you how to be in business. If you're not in business for yourself, but you work for a company, you still need to know about entrepreneurship. Because let me tell you something. I tell my students this all the time. Just because you're not the business owner, you still need to be demonstrating and operating leadership and entrepreneurship behaviors, traits, and skills. Number one, if that company goes under, guess what? You're out of a job. So you can't afford to just get up, go to work, and not pay attention to entrepreneurial and leadership things, because you may find yourself without a job. Now, there was a time when, and I'm not sure how soon we'll get back to that time, but there was a time, and it's different for different age groups as well, but there was a time when if you lost one job, it was no big deal. You could go tomorrow or even in that same day and get another good job. For the past 6 years, that has not been the case. The economy has been not good, and so this is certainly something that you don't want to experience. But for those of you who got here a little late, I'm going to play that song one more time just so that you can really experience what we were experiencing today, because it was absolutely awesome. So hold on. It's going to be playing in just a moment. And I know it starts out, this particular song version starts out with Nicki Minaj in it.
I win the cold like Gabby. She's just a girl and she's on fire. Oh.
See, that's what you got to be. You got to be on fire. You know, we talk about, you know, when you, if you work for someone, you still got to be on fire. In other words, you got to have your passion. You got to let that passion show. If you are the business owner, absolutely. If you're not passionate, how do you expect your employees to be passionate? So we, you know, we're going to be teaching passion also for those individuals who are not quite sure. What do I need to do? How do I get started? How do I get out of the situation that I'm in? You know, sometimes, you know, we get to a place where we feel like we're stuck. You know, how do I get unstuck? I have a message on how to get unstuck. I have messages on how to move forward, how to really move forward, how to turn it around. You know, sometimes people, we're doing a lot of great things, but guess what? We're going in the wrong direction. Sometimes we're using a lot of energy, but we're not moving in the right direction. So we need to turn it around. So we have all these various messages. And I'm enjoying meeting people. I tell you, wow, Kansas City, Missouri, we met some awesome women out there. Now we'll be going to Cincinnati. We'll be meeting some powerful women there as well. Some people I've never met before. I'm very excited about that, considering Cincinnati is my hometown. And I'm very excited to be over at the, as a matter of fact, I would love to tell you where we're going to be on tomorrow, because it is, oh, yes, I should have it right here on the, if you go on Facebook under the events tab, you can get a lot of information there, but I'm pretty sure I do have it. Yep, there it is. I have it on the events tab, so I'm going to tell you absolutely where we will be tomorrow. I hope you can make it out. We will be at the Transformation Hair Salon, located at 1854 Seymour Avenue, and that's in Cincinnati, Ohio. And if my memory serves me correctly, Seymour Avenue, I believe that's like in the Bond Hill area. But I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's where that's at. I remember Seymour Avenue up that way, over by the mall we used to go over there, Swift and Commons Mall or something like that. Swift and Commons, I remember that back in the day. Well, the Release Your Power Party is coming to Cincinnati, Ohio. It's the tagline says, putting excitement into personal development. That's right. You got to be excited about investing in yourself. I don't get these people who expect great things, but they won't invest. It won't work. Trust me, I tried. So we're going to be there. There is a $25 cover charge. Food will be served. The components of the party include how I'm going to explain the Release Your Power 8 strategies. We're going to have a couple of little activities. There's going to be some power networking. And you're going to be able to revive your energy and your motivation. So if you want to get motivated all over again, you know, some people say, well, I was motivated about 10 years ago. Well, no, you need to get re-motivated. You know, motivation, someone told me once, it's like taking a bath. You know, you take a bath every day, right? Take a shower every day. Well, you got to get motivated every day. And so, hey, listen, we're going in. I can't wait. You can register by phone. I'll give you a phone number if you'd like to call. 678-938-5292. Or you can certainly register at the door. My co-host in this event, Miss Olivia Yearling. She is the leader and CEO of Global Empowerment, LLC. She's helping to put this together, and also the place where we're having it belongs to the Sharon, the Weave Master, right there in Cincinnati. So we are excited. We are excited. Unfortunately, we didn't get as much time down in Cincinnati to do a lot of promoting, but we're expecting great things, and we're expecting this to continue. I expect to come back to Cincinnati on a regular basis doing a Release Your Power party or Release Your Power workshop, because we want to teach people the 8 strategies. That's what we're about, teaching people these 8 strategies to help you release your power. And we have some activities and networking. So if you can make it, if you're in that area, please tell somebody. If you can't make it, share the information with someone else. Maybe you've already released your power. Well, you don't want to go to the next level. That's fine. Tell somebody else that may want to. And I'd like to meet them. I can't wait. I'm very excited. This will be my second time going back to my hometown, Cincinnati, and actually doing an event that I helped put together. The last time was a couple of years ago with a relationship. We did a relationship and health seminar over at the Coryville Library, and that was awesome. And we had help there, so we were able to fill the room with about 60 people, and we had vendors. It was really awesome. But there was a lady, Stephanie, the lady named Stephanie, who helped out with that. So we're just excited. We know that Cincinnati is in a great position to release their power. We know there are some people there that need to release their power. We know there are some women there who want to be on the cutting edge. We know there are some women there who want to take charge of their lives, who want to have more energy. So we want them to come out. And so this, for the next 2 months, we will be bringing on different vendors coming on to the radio broadcast each week. So make sure you tune in. They will be sharing their stories. They will be talking about the products and services that they offer. We will be talking about entrepreneurs. You know, we're here to help develop the entrepreneur. Answer your questions. If you have questions or comments that you'd like me to answer right here on the broadcast, inbox me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Coach Lalisa on Facebook, or Twitter if you want. And just inbox me, get me a message if you have a question, and we'll research it for you. We're going to have some experts coming on talking about different topics, whether it be social media, how to use social media for your business, how you can get involved in social media, public speaking. You want to start your public speaking business. I've done quite well in the public speaking business. I absolutely love what I do. For those individuals who want to, whatever type of business you want to do, talk to us about it. If we're not able to get you started, we certainly can help you get in the right direction. You may want to start a nonprofit organization. I have a friend that I work with here in New Jersey. I watched her start a nonprofit drug rehab center from scratch. And when I met her, she did not have a drug rehab center at all. Okay? And I've worked with her and given her ideas, listened to some of her ideas, made suggestions, and today she has a full-fledged state-recognized program that is funded. And that's hard to do because a lot of people have programs, but they don't have funding. So she actually has funding for her program. So, you know, these are the kind of people that I'm connected with, and this is the kind of information that we share in our programs. Don't forget, if you want to sign up for the Release Your Power coaching program, you can go to the website, CoachLalisa.com. All the information is there. Wow, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun. So, you know, hey, don't forget, be on fire. Be passionate about what you want to do. Believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You know, don't give up. Stay with it. And I hope I see you on Friday in Cincinnati. I hope you can make it. I would definitely want all my cousins, all my friends, my sisters, my nieces, as many of you that can come out. And today is 4th of July. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. If you're spending this day with your family and friends, I hope you absolutely enjoy. Again, thank you for tuning in. And certainly continue to connect with us. Don't forget, I want to see you if I'm in Cincinnati. I'll be there tomorrow. So I want to see you on Seymour Avenue. This has been Coach Lalisa. Thanks for tuning in.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Thank you.